Morning Watch, Day 4, The Crystallization Study of 1 and 2 Samuel, Week 7. David typifying Christ, the real David, the King of the coming Kingdom of God. Related verses. Ezekiel 34, 23 and 24. And I will set up over them one shepherd, my servant David, and he will feed them. He will feed them, and he will be their shepherd. And I, Jehovah, will be their God, and my servant David will be a prince among them. I, Jehovah, have spoken. Jeremiah 39. But they will serve Jehovah their God and David their king, whom I will raise up for them. Isaiah 32, 1 and 2. Indeed, a king will reign according to righteousness, and the rulers will rule according to justice. And a man will be like a refuge from the wind, and a covering from the tempest, like streams of water in a dry place, like the shadow of a massive rock in a wasted land. Luke 1:31-33. And behold, you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you shall call his name Jesus. He will be great, and will be called Son of the Most High. And the Lord God will give to him the throne of David his father, and he will reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there will be no end. John 10:11. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. Hosea 3:5. Afterward, the children of Israel will return and seek Jehovah their God and David their king. And they will come with fear to Jehovah and to his goodness in the last days. Related reading. When the Lord Jesus comes as the shepherd to care for us, he comes also as the king to govern us. The issue of the Lord's caring for us as our shepherd is that we obey him as our king and come under his kingship and his throne within us. As typified by David, Christ is the fighting king, who has won the victory over all enemies, who has gained the land, and who has prepared all the materials for building up the church as the temple of God. In relation to Israel, the prophecy given in Ezekiel 37:24 will be fulfilled in the millennium, the age of restoration, and in eternity, in the new heaven and new earth. My servant David, in Ezekiel 34:23-24, refers to Christ, who is the real David, the real shepherd of God's flock, and the king of God's people. David, their king, in Jeremiah 39, refers to Christ, who is the real David, and who will be the king in the restoration, that is, the millennium. David was a type of Christ as the king. In the kingdom, Christ will be the Son of Man. Matthew 13:41 says, "The Son of Man will send his angels, and they will collect out of his kingdom all the stumbling blocks and those who practice lawlessness." After Christ comes back, he will set up the kingdom of God on earth. Then in the kingdom, he will still be the Son of Man. God's enemy, Satan, rebelled against God's authority. For dealing with him, God created man and gave him dominion to rule over the earth. After man was seduced by Satan to follow him, God became a man by the name of Jesus to undo the works of the devil and destroy him, that he might reclaim the earth to be his kingdom. In this upcoming kingdom, which Christ, as the Son of Man, will bring in, he will surely be the Son of Man, not only as a sign of God's victory and glory, but also as a sign of Satan's defeat and shame. After Christ takes possession of the earth, he will reign over the earth as the king in the kingdom, ruling over the nations with his overcoming believers. As the coming king, he will be the head and the center in the upcoming kingdom of God in the millennium. This will be the fulfillment of Isaiah 32:1, Jeremiah 23:5, and Zechariah 14:9 and 17. as Christ has redeemed the earth and all its people to be the sphere and components of his kingdom, as he has sold all to buy the kingdom, and as he has rescued the earth with all its peoples from the usurpation of Satan. He will have the full right to be the king of the restored earth and the restored nations. In his upcoming reign, God's authority and glory will be fully manifested, and the whole earth with its peoples will be brought into righteousness, peace, joy, and the full blessing of God's creation.